I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, September 11th. A student in the Quincy North Quincy High School Combined Marching Band has tested positive for COVID-19. School officials say the student last attended band practice on September 1st and was not symptomatic. Other band members are not considered a close contact, do not have to quarantine, and may continue to attend band practice. Officials say all health safety guidelines are being followed during band practice. There are 29 active cases of coronavirus in Quincy, with 4 new cases added yesterday. Quincy remains in the green category under the state's risk assessment map, and the death toll of 135 has remained unchanged for over 2 months. Quincy 4th through 12th graders will now all return to classes 2 days per week beginning October 13th. The school committee voted this week to eliminate the third phase of students returning to classes for a hybrid model. Initially, 4th through 8th graders would return on October 13th, and then 9th through 12th graders on November 9th. Officials said there was no reason to keep the older students out of class longer. Kindergarten through third graders and special needs students will return to classes 2 days per week beginning next Wednesday. Quincy has spent over $5.5 million to prepare schools for the return of students during the pandemic. $3 million was spent for new computers, $1 million to upgrade school ventilation systems, the rest on personal protective equipment and technology upgrades and training. Officials say the city has applied for federal reimbursement for those costs. 2 ceremonies will be held in Quincy today to commemorate the 19th anniversary of the terrorist attacks on the United States. Quincy firefighters will gather at 9:45 at headquarters on Quincy Avenue, and the Sons of the American Legion Post 294 will hold a 10 o'clock service at the Flags for Veterans Island in Quincy Center. Attendees are asked to wear masks and observe social distancing. A reminder, curbside collection of trash and recycling in Quincy is delayed 1 day this week due to the Labor Day holiday. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, September 11th.